Thank you for listening to another exciting episode of the Author's Den podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you don't miss any of our future episodes. That's all for now. We'll see you next time. Hello, and welcome to the Author's Den podcast, where we help authors share their message to the world. Join us as we feature unique conversations and get ready to be inspired. Now, let's get started with the show.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, Lizzie of Author's Den. I'm actually one of the hosts, and I am so, so excited to be here with another incredible author, another incredible person, which has tons to share. So hang on there. Hopefully you are on your tablet or computer, or you are now you can hear it on TV as long as you have internet, or you are on your cell phone and you're able to just grab in and get the story going, because you are in for an incredible ride. So just hang in there, and we will bring our guests just to make sure that you do follow us and subscribe. We are all over social media and all of the podcast platform, and I'm talking all of them, so you cannot miss any of our shows, which has incredible authors and incredible people. So with amazing story, I believe and we believe that everybody has a story inside of them. Now it is up to them to make sure that they get those stories told to the world, because it could impact one person out there. So today, everyone, we will be talking to an incredible person. I was just reading some of his writing, and I am so privileged to be able to sometimes have firsthand on what the author has to say. So the name is Alistair David. He is a retired corporate publicist. So this person knows the room, knows what it takes to be out there. So I'm so happy to know that we have somebody that has a little bit of background. He lives in Chicago, Illinois, and he was born in England. Now, speaking behind the scene, I don't hear any accent. Maybe he's all Americanized now. In 1945, and he lived in Windsor before he commissioned in the Royal Marine Commando Reserve and served for 7 years. Later, he worked in the Financial Times, Reuters, and marketing before moving to the United States in 1976. He retired in 2002, not too long ago, and as a director of corporate communication for Foster Wheel Corporation of Fortune 500 companies. Now, he's published other books, but today we're going to be talking about the Conscript, the story of naive, deceive, and betrayal. Oh, love that. We'll find out where we can get the book and all that good stuff. So let's not keep them waiting. Let's welcome him with a wonderful round of applause. Hello. And welcome to Author's Den. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fine.
You are doing great. That is awesome. I am so proud, honored, and privileged to be able to talk to you today with in regards to this incredible book that you've launched, your stories, and all that good stuff. But one of the things that I'm always curious to find out is writing. Was it always part of your life. This is something that you always like to journal, or this came later on in life. Tell us a little bit about how writing was important in your life.
Well, I've written for most of my life, but a different type of writing. I've been writing articles for magazines, brochures, annual reports, and things like that for the last 25 years or so. And when I retired, I decided I was going to try and write a novel. And it's a totally different type of writing to news writing, which I've been used to.
Okay, novel. No, well, that is interesting. Very different, of course. But let's talk about this book, and let's talk about your new type of writing. And for the audience to have an idea of how special it is, what inspired you to write, and how did you start your writing journey?
Well, I have a fascination for history, and particularly history between the First World War and the Second World War, and the world was in a tremendous trauma and tragedy afterwards.
Okay.
There was a depression and stuff like that.
Yes.
And so it fascinated me, some of the stories that would come out of this. And I thought, well, you know, why not write a novel about it? Why not focus in on something that was going on at that time?
Okay. And a lot of people are probably wondering right now, okay, so this is, you're very interested in history, you're very interested in war, and some people that are listening out there, you are an inspiration to many. So how would you develop your ideas and characters and your stories?
I think with the conscript, it was because I saw a documentary about the Jarrow March, which Jarrow is a town in the northeast of England, and it's a shipbuilding town, or was. During the Depression years, people from Jarrow went on a hunger march to London to try and lobby MPs for work. And this fascinated me, and I started looking into Jarrow and what sort of town it was, and I came across a little book called The Town That Was Murdered by Ellen Wilkinson. She was a Labour MP for that area, and was told in that book, she told about the tragedy of Jarrow and what was going on. And that began to pitch things in my mind, and that's how I developed my idea for the book.
So that was your inspiration, this author of Jarrow, and that became intrigued to know that maybe I can do more research and start writing something of my own. So that's awesome. That's a lot of us get inspiration from some.
Hello?
So a lot of inspiration comes from different venues, and I know that for me it's personal experience. For other people is what they go through in their lives. For other people is what they see in the news. In your case is this Jarrow experience. So it's incredible how you managed to get that kind of inspiration and write this incredible book. One of the things that I love to find out, because writing the book, sometimes getting it, you go through steps. You have a little bit of mental block. You have sometimes you're stuck somewhere, and sometimes you can't just do the ending of that book and all those things. For you, what would you say is one of the challenges or obstacles that that you've encountered while pursuing your writing career?
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges is trying to interest a literary agent in working with me. I don't know how many people I contacted over the years, but I really had a problem. In fact, one agent was honest enough and said I was too old because I couldn't.
No way.
I couldn't produce the number of books they wanted, you know.
Wow.
I'm writing my fourth book now, so and I've got another one in my mind.
That is incredible. See, good for you. You show them that definitely deserve a round of applause. Good for you. That shows everyone that it doesn't matter how old you are. And take it from me, from my experience, interviewing people from all over the world. And I've interviewed people for the last 7 years now. I'm so happy to be on the air. And I've had authors 103 years old, 15-year-old, and all the between. So this is not an age that you can put. People have incredible stories, things to give to the world, experiences to give to the world. Sometimes your writing, your book can influence one person for whatever reason. We don't know. And so it's very limited for someone to say your age could impede you to touch or to bless someone. So I'm glad that you showed them wrong. I'm so happy for you, proud of you of doing that and showing them that it can be done. So congratulations. For people that are listening to us right now or later on, actually, this is recorded, everyone. Where can people find your book? And one of the things that I am very intrigued is the name. Give us teasers, because teasers are very important for people to go to wherever your book is and get it. So first question is, why the name? And question number two, where can people get it?
The name, the conscript, I developed it. He was a conscripted spy, if you like. So that's why I ended up with the title. And they can get it through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's available. I've also got a website which they can go to, which will give them film trailers for it. And that's at alistairdaveybooks.com, all lowercase.
Wonderful. So everyone, there will be links for you to be able to go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and also for you to be able to see the trailer that is on YouTube, I assume, or on your website, as he mentioned.
Yes.
Wow, that is incredible. Now, I know you mentioned that you are retired, so but a busy person like yourself, which is writing a fourth book, and it's a commendation or advice for people that are listening to us to how do you balance your writing lifetime and your personal and professional life? I mean, you do have other things that you're doing other than writing, obviously. And one of the things, too, I noticed that people that are retired, they do more things when they're retired than when they're working. So isn't that right?
Yeah, it's true, because you always think of things you would like to do. I mean, you haven't been able to do it because you've been working. I really very, very easily, my wife's a librarian, a retired librarian, and she's a very good editor and makes good suggestions to me all the time, and I show her all the copy I write. But we live here in near Chicago, and just the two of us, our kids are all grown up and flown the coop, so to speak. So we're on our own, and we just do it very easily. I have no problems with sitting down and writing, and the best time I find to write is the afternoon, believe it or not. So.
Yeah, the afternoon. I find that for me is evening. I'm a night owl. I try not to be a night owl, but I can't help it. It looks like in the evening that's when the ideas come, and sometimes I can be up to 1 o'clock in the morning, which is not the healthiest thing to do, but it's just it flows. A tip for someone who has, you know, a career still, and somebody who has, I don't know, a mother that has a kid still, they're still young, and then they have, you know, extracurriculum activities and all that, and also they want to have that story out there. What would you say to them? How would they organize themselves to get that book out there?
Well, I always suggest to anybody, find time for yourself. We get terribly wrapped up in the kids or whatever we're doing, and we never have time for ourselves. And if time for ourselves, we can be writing.
Love it.
And you know,
it's great advice.
Just find time yourself.
It's great advice. And you know what? You are probably not the only person that have mentioned that. Every time that I ask for this question, they always give me the same answer. There is a time that you probably shouldn't spend in front of the TV or with yourself, and that's the time that you could actually write one chapter or maybe, you know, something that it could go towards that book. And again, it flows. As soon as you start 2-3 lines, I've noticed that it flows to the rest of it. That's great advice. So thank you. Thank you.
Sometimes you just write a paragraph.
And that's all you need to have it. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all you need. So you mentioned the book, Gerald. Is there any other books of other authors or other styles of writing that or genre that you get inspiration for or influenced by?
Yes. One of my favorite authors at the moment is a guy called William Boyd. And he wrote a wonderful book called Any Human Heart. And he's written a lot of books. I've read most of them, but I enjoy reading him because he keeps you guessing all the time. And that's the key. Keep the reader guessing what's going to happen next.
Yes, a lot of people like thriller. A lot of people like true prices. A lot of people like to know if this story is going to have an incredible ending, a good ending, a happy ending, or is there a segue? Is there a chapter, a series number two, if this is a book series? Can I find out what happened on book number two or series number two? So absolutely, those are catcher, and whoever writes that way, they're in for kudos to them. Big surprises are always.
David Cornwell, John le Carré, as everybody knows him, has so many complicated books. It's fascinating from that point of view. The complication of his story is incredibly interesting.
And I can see, I can hear it from your voice that you're very excited. They're fascinated. The way you just said it, it's like that you're very intrigued, and that appeals to you and to many other people, which is great. Do you do a lot of research or historical, technical details specifically for this book? Advanced technology, anything that inspires you or you try to get a better story out of it? Is it a big part of your life doing research? And you mentioned that your wife is a librarian, so I guess you spend a lot of time in the library, perhaps on the computer.
Well, no, yeah, it's funny. You know, my answer is read, always read. And I look at the always in internet, but you don't trust the internet. For this particular book, I counted how many books I read. I read 30 nonfiction books and studied papers from UK universities, such as Warwick. And so I would be able to get a picture, put a picture together, you know.
Yes, research and reading is part of research, regardless of how. And it's funny how you mentioned the internet is not as reliable. You have to be really careful how you do your research on the internet. And a lot of people, they get deviated or they get a different side of the story or a biased side. So it's nowadays, it's very difficult to trust on the internet as to your research. So I'm glad you pointed that out for a lot of people out there. Well, I went to the internet and I found this. I'd be very careful with that. So let's give the audience a little bit of a teaser. There is an incredible character on your book, Tom Pearson. How do you develop this character and his relationship with other characters in the book? Now, people are like, who is this Tom Pearson character? I need to get the hands of the book. Let's give the audience a big teaser.
Well, Tom Pearson, let me see. When I read all the books on Jarrow itself and the northeast of England and its terrible, terrible unemployment situation, I was thinking about the kids in Jarrow. And I wondered how on earth they could get out of this terrible situation they were in. And I started to think about a boy, maybe, who's talented, very bright, very well-read. And I came up with the idea of Tom Pearson, who is a schoolmaster's son. But his grandfather was a local trade union leader and was a communist as well. And taught him, about communism and what the workers should be doing, and that they should be like the Russians and have a communist party. So the ideas were put into his head that this is the way to go. Tom won a scholarship to Leeds University. Study physics, and that's how he started off as a scientist in the development of radar during the Second World War. And his communist affiliations were with him, and he was recruited at university by a Russian agent. And I won't go any further.
No. I'm on my tiptoes right now here, trying to think. And the way you said it, I'm not sure if I got a little. I heard a little bit of emotion there. I'm not sure if this is also a little bit personal, just because you did serve in the reserve. But definitely a good teaser. Thank you so much. It will get people intrigued to try to get this book. Remember, everyone. This book right now, it is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. There is also a website with a thriller, which you will be able to check it out yourself. The book is called The Conscript, Story of Naive Deceit Betrayal. And love the cover. There is a red cover, so you cannot miss it. You can always get it on Amazon, Kindle, and paperback for an incredible price, but we're not mentioning that. That's not the case here. We want to make sure that you get this book. You can check it out right here on Authors Den we're talking to the author, which is incredible. I'm very, very honored and privileged to be able to have him with us. So very, very impressed. So get your copy right now. Father's Day is coming, so this will be a great opportunity to gift it to the ones that are very interested in this kind of genre and knowing a little bit more about what's going on with Mr. Tom Pearson. So the theme of the show is to be able to get to know you and get to you as an author and as a writer. But people are always reading a book for some sort of what isn't it for me. So what would you say that the theme or the message that you want to convey to the readers in this book? What is in it for me? What would you say?
Oh, as a historian, if you like, I think history has a lot to teach us, and it repeats itself tremendously over the centuries. The Russian invasion of Ukraine is today a point in fact, because the Russian government leaders have always had an inferiority complex when it comes to dealing with the rest of the world. And we saw it with Stalin, now we're seeing it with Putin. So it's repeating itself. And we have to learn to deal with this and how to handle it.
And one thing that I love what you said, Alistair, is that a lot of people don't realize that things happen in a wave and then they go away, people forget about it, and then they come back again. And a lot of people don't learn the lessons that are need to be learned. So you said something incredible. History has a lot to teach us. And then you said things repeat themselves. And we need to learn. And this is a message that I think a lot of people should get. It, regardless of what you're reading, there's always a message. And when it comes to history, when it comes to things that have happened in the past, mistakes that have been done in the past, how do we learn from it? Is by learning from authors like Alistair David and getting ideas and getting to learn things that shouldn't happen again. So I love it. I love it. And why don't we learn things that have happened in the past? That's a great question. I'm not sure if you're able to comment on that. Why people don't learn from mistakes that have been done in the past?
Well, we never know, do we? We never know. We seem to repeat it all the time. I mean...
We seem to forget. That is one of the things that I personally don't get it. I mean, if I make a mistake, I sometimes try to write it down or just have it on a calendar. And so when it comes to a same situation, obviously I'm not perfect. Nobody is. But it kind of reminds you, this is the stuff that I should not do it because it didn't work. Why cannot history do the exact same thing? Only Lord knows. But I love your approach, and I love that you're trying to convey this to the world.
Thank you.
Yep, you're trying, and I admire for that. One of my last questions, and we're just starting to run out of time, but I love to hear your feedback or perhaps your words of inspiration, Alistair, to somebody who's out there listening to us and getting ideas. Obviously, they're going to be running and getting your book. For sure, but they have that desire in their heart. They don't know where to start. We talked a little bit about setting time for yourself, but love to hear what you have to say to inspire somebody to just do it. What would they be the first thing that they can start with?
Well, persistence is really what they need. Persistence in having time to write, making sure you have a schedule to write, persistence in trying to find a literary agent that can help you, put you in touch with a publisher. And so persistence is really the name of the game, as far as I can see.
Yes, love it, love it. And it doesn't mean only writing. In anything in life, Alistair, I think you're on, you're headed on the nail. Persistence is number one. Whether you want to write this book or whether you want to start your own business, whether you want to retire and have time to write like yourself, whether you want to be able to be that great songwriter, persistence is key. To give up is the easy part. To not do it is the easier part. To not go towards that goal is the easiest part. The part, the harder part is to continue on and not giving up. Having that schedule. I love what you said, having that schedule, even if it's half an hour, 40 minutes, 20 minutes, that line on that book that you have in your mind that is not going to go away until you put it down on a piece of paper or type it on the computer. And then the agent, a little bit more challenging, but there is an agent for someone out there to be able to help you with your dream. Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Remember, everyone, it is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The book is called The Conscript. And it's an incredible book, an incredible praise, the story of naive and deceit and betrayal. There's a little part there with Mr. Tom Pearson that you cannot miss it, and you have to dig to find out more about it. Again, Father's Day is coming up, so this is a perfect opportunity for you to get Father's Day gift. Any last word, my friend?
Oh, last word. Not really. I think that, as I say, persistence, and you can do it. You can do it. You try, you know. So, good luck to everybody.
Yes.
Good luck to everybody.
Yes. Thank you so much for your time. And I know that there is many books are on the way, and you're writing another one. So I know that you are a very busy person. And I congratulate you for doing what you're doing and not giving up and being persistent yourself. This has been a great talk. I appreciate you. All the best. Continue the best work. And thank you, everyone, for listening today. Here is Lizzie of Author's Den. And we will see you back soon. Thank you, and have an amazing day, everyone.
Thank you for listening to another exciting episode of the Author's Den podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you don't miss any of our future episodes. That's all for now. We'll see you next time.
Hello, everyone. This is Lizzie with author Alistair Davey.